Speaking of the Caldwells, I said, I talked to Luke yesterday. Business is booming. I swear this has to be the only time in the history of the world when being a generator salesman is a good thing.
I know. He can't keep up with the orders.
I seriously think people have confused the coronavirus with a zombie apocalypse. They're preparing their doomsday bunkers.
Maybe they're onto something,
she said, attempting a half-hearted smile. I could feel a heaviness coming off Casey, and that worried me. You okay? I asked. She shrugged.
Yeah, I'm just feeling off, I guess.
Talk to me.
I have this uneasy feeling in the pit of my stomach. I know we're apart when you travel, but somehow this feels different. Ominous. I've been...
She hesitated before turning away from the screen. You've been what, Case?
It's nothing. I've just been having nightmares.
A chill rushed through me. About what? The kids?
No, Jake. About you not coming home to us.
And then it hit me. The weight of what she was saying. You're having dreams about me dying? Her silence was my answer. And although that was the last thing I wanted to hear when I was sick with a potentially deadly virus, I needed to know what was going through her head and how she was coping. Tell me.
I don't want to.
Casey, just tell me. Our eyes connected, and I waited.
We're at your funeral?
She began, her voice barely audible.
The kids, they're all lined up. Willie is wearing your baseball cap, the one she loves to steal off your head. Miles is standing there, his bottom lip quivering. He's trying to be so brave for you. And Slater, he's just completely lost it, screaming for his daddy. It's awful. Everyone is crying, but not me. My fists are clenched and I'm just furious. That isn't how our love story was supposed to end, you know? We fought so hard to be together, and now we have it all. It's ripped away from us forever.
It's just a nightmare. Why are you giving it any weight at all?
Because it's playing into all my deepest fears.
You don't need to worry about me, I consoled her. If there's anyone more uniquely qualified to survive this thing, please point him out.
I know you're a survivor. You know you're a survivor. But does the virus know that? Have you told it you're mine and it can't have you, Jake?
Look at me, Casey. I'm tired and run down, but I'm here and I'm strong where it counts. I tapped my head. Before you know it, I'll be back at your side and all this will be behind us. I promise. She nodded, but appeared unconvinced.
Finn's brother Rocky is sick.
I know. He's been in the hospital for a few days.
No, Jake. I just talked to Emma. He's really sick.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen to me, I replied, the first flicker of anger jabbing through my calm exterior. And you know how I know it's not going to happen? Because the universe owes me, Casey. It fucking owes me. Casey's eyes widened, clearly not expecting my outburst. Hell, I hadn't been expecting my outburst. But this kind of talk pissed me off. I hadn't survived a serial killer only to be taken by a faceless murderer. That wasn't how my story was going to end. How our story was going to end. I deserve to grow old with my beautiful wife. I deserve to watch my kids graduate. I deserve the future Ray Davis had tried to take away from me all those years ago. Not going to happen, I repeated stubbornly, more for myself than anyone else.
Okay,
she replied, her voice stronger than before.
That's all I needed to hear.
Good. And the next dream you'll have about me will have you writhing on your sheets.
Yes, please. I need a little something-something.
She grinned.
Hey, where's Kyle?
Watching the news in the other room. Why, do you want to have phone sex?
Not in your parents' house, I don't. Go back to the window.
I got up and headed over just as Casey was walking up, dressed in tight workout clothes that clung to every curve. Her dark hair was slicked back into a ponytail, and it was bouncing like it lived a full and happy life.
I look like crap,
she said.
Sorry.
No, you look hot as hell.
Okay, well, then it's a good thing you can't smell me.
I've temporarily lost my sense of smell. which is a good thing since I'm bunking with Kyle.